Jaz gledam. Jaz gledam. Pa se ti iz oči v oči meni nasproti postavi. Sveta mamka božja, 7 križev in težav sem si rekel.
Robert Wilson, Ninosorok, morda prej plešasta pevka. Nima namreč 4 nog, gasilec je pa nekje vmes. Zaradi cevija, veš. Ampak gospod logik ni kar tako. Gospod kritik, čakajte eno malo vprašanje, vendar ni pravo. Ne, ne, ne in še enkrat ne. Wilson namreč je nosorok. Vprašanje pa je, kako mu priti za hrbet. V današnjem teatru Waiter bomo torej temu nosorogu poskusili priti za hrbet. Morda se kdo sprašuje, zakaj bi to sploh želeli. Odgovor je preprost, da nas nosorog ne zgazi ali pa da sami ne postanemo nosorogi. Nosorogu se je najprej treba nekoliko približati, potem pa ostro skreniti z poti, da bi uzrli njegovo tolsto zadnjo plat. Namesto njegovemu rogu se bomo klanjali njegovemu nebogljenemu repku. Hrbtna podoba uprizoritve UNESCO-vih nosorogov Narodnega gledališča iz Krajove, ki je 20. in 21. marca gostovala v Cankarjevem domu, je potrebna zato, ker je njen sprednji plan tako jasno dodelan, odmerjen, skratka Wilsonovski. Kaj povedati o njem, česar v zadnjih 30 letih še ni bilo rečenega? Zato bomo ponudili mesto glasu, ki ni zavezan estetiki, podobi ali umetnosti, temveč delanju gledališča v precej bolj grobem in materialnem smislu. V pomoč nam bodo kratki izseki iz pogovora z vodjo predstave Gino Calinoju. Na ta način bomo morda prišli do absurdne pogovorne recenzije, ki ne bo temeljila na kritiški formi ali ustvarjalnem mišljenju, temveč se ima bo prikradla za hrbet. Pogovorna recenzija iz zaodrja, če želite. In ta pristop nam že takoj ponudil pogled v naravo resnega dela oziroma produkcijskih pogojev, ki stojijo za estetsko Wilsonovsko podobo. Ko smo po nedeljski uprizoritvi pristopili do Gine, je v tehnični ekipi še vedno potekala z olepšanim izrazom evalvacija. Čemu tako čemerno razpoloženje po njihovem prvem gostovanju?
So, this performance, it's really based on the precision. It's very important the things to be precise. So because we have changed the venue, because there are lots of technical things to be set again. Yes, we had some problems. I mean, yes, like 2 seconds late for the video, this is a problem. The curtain going flying out or coming down in 10 seconds instead of 6, this is already a problem. So yes, we are discussing around these things, how to adjust them and or how to improve for the tonight performance, because there are things that they are changing a lot when you are changing the venue. So yes, this is really important for this kind of performance. And actually, we are having this after each performance, also back home in Craiova. It's happening the same. You stay with the production team, with the creative team afterwards, and you take the notes, what it was good, what it was not good, what it is to be changed. But basically, yes, it's my job to keep the rhythm, the good rhythm of the performance, because it's me giving all the cues. And if something doesn't fit in the right time, then it's my responsibility. It's the video, it's the sound, the music, and the lights, and of course the actors, the movement of the actors, the voice of the actors, all coming together in a kind of Switzerland clock. Yeah. It's something like this.
V Uprizoritev nosorogov deluje kot nekakšna Wilson mašinerija, sestavljena iz mehanskih rezov in sinhronega delovanja svetlobe, zvoka, govora in igralske geste. Zato nas je zanimalo, kako je potekalo delo na predstavi, kakšen je bil kreativni proces postajanja nosorogov. Je vključeval celotno ustvarjalno ekipo ali le del nje? Je sestavljena iz več etap ali pa gre za organsko gradnjo?
I will say there are two distinctive parts. One is the work of the dramaturg on the play. So there is the dramaturg coming and making a script of all what it is action in the play. And then there is in stage A, because all the time Wilson is working like having two stages, A and B. In stage A, we have gone through all the play without words, only in the movements of the actors, and it was like a silent movie. It was this what happened, and on this silent movie we have created part of the lights. The set was coming also on the way like this while we were creative, and at the end of the first stage we are already having all the performance. We have made a run, then we have stopped and we came back for the stage B for 5 weeks of rehearsal, and in this moment the words, they have appeared, and basically you had the feeling that everything is it's changing, it's transforming, that you are leaving a cloth behind and you are putting a new one but having the base of the old one. And in this moment, yes, the technical things, they are really taking a very, very important part of the rehearsals. And the lights in Wilson's production is really one of the main things. So it's like this. First, you are going with the actors, you are creating this, and then you are going really in the technical part of the performance, really to make it precise. He has expressed very openly the fact that he's not having an interest in the naturalist theater or realistic theater. It's not about this. So you have to develop as an actor a special form, an artificial form that is according to his aesthetic concept, for sure. But if it is lifeless, it's useless. So it's really like this. You have to come as an actor with something artificial that you fulfill with life.
V opisanem gledališkem stroju ponudimo namreč lahko le opis, saj njegovo učinkovanje ni opisljivo, je igralcu namenjena enakovredna vloga kot svetlobi, zvoku, glasu, videu, najpogosteje skozi njihovo hkratnost. Je zgolj funkcija, izvajalec ideje, ki je v službi podobe, ekspresivna reprezentacija lika, tehnika pod vodstvom učinka. Tudi iz te perspektive je ključna nevidna roka vodje predstave, ki regulira odrsko ekonomiko in njen ritem. O svoji prvi predstavi v vlogi inšpicienta in nosorogu Wilsonu je Gina, sicer igralka, ki je doktorirala iz Grotovskega in profesorica igre na Akademiji v Krajovi, povedala naslednje.
It was because of the manager of the theater, I was making assistant director in my theater for few performances in the past. So I kind of developed some abilities. And in one moment, the manager of the theater came to me and he said, okay, there is Wilson coming and we need a stage manager. And I said, but we have a stage manager in the theater because every theater has a stage manager. And he said, actually, no, it's something different. They have sent us an email of 3 pages of what a stage manager should do. And we definitely don't have this in our theater. So apparently it's like this with Wilson. Everywhere where he goes, he needs a stage manager, a person that is from the theater, that knows very good the team, the production of the theater, I mean everybody, the technicians, the actors, that has a good feeling of the theater itself, and that you have to be very fast in a lot of things. Basically, it's more or less about this. So anyway, I ended like this, being the stage manager. They came, and it was at the beginning AJ this part, which he was the collaborator of Wilson, I think, for the last 25 years for the lights. So it was him working on the lights at the beginning, and it was him to transmit to me what it is this stage manager think about. And it's not easy, because what happens is that you have to stay in the hall and to look at the stage. Wilson is all the time in the middle of the hall, and he's giving all the cues for the lights, for the music, for the sound, for the actors, for the text. And you have to take all this, and then he says, okay, you do it. But like, in you know, from 5 minutes to 5 minutes. So it's like a little bit crazy. So I have been taught to develop, you know, kind of system of analogies or anything that can help me to understand or to remember what it is to be done. I have started drawing the things, making arrows, circles. I have created a stage manager book, which is, yes, fulfilled with my own notes. At one moment I have counted them, but it was during the process, so I was having 1,575 last time when I count them, but I stopped. I mean, I thought it's useless, because we have rehearsed and changed until the 1 hour before the premiere, the things. So there is no point to know how many cues I give, because now the performance is very clear for me. I barely look at the notes anymore, because there are lots of things that I have to give them a lot of cues visually, because it's with the hand of an actor, or it's, so the most important thing, it's for all the cues to go together in some cue moments, like the lights, the sound, the music, with the gesture or with the sound. So this is the precision of the thing, and this is the difficulty. I have seen a man that is working a lot, but really a lot. I'm not sure I have seen 3 persons in my life that they are working as this man in his age. I mean, not about his age, like this. He was with us in the room like 6-7 hours every day, and when he was not there, he was all the time Skyping, working on another 3 projects in parallel. I mean, and he's really, he doesn't lose the time. When he comes in the hall, he's really working. He's really creating the things. And so I don't know if this is the genius or the master or the, you know, I have seen a man that he is feeding himself from the work, and that he is creating work, and it's a nice one.
Gospod logik, gospod kritik, vidite, da je Wilson vendarle nosorog. Ja, za koga me pa imate, saj to že ves čas trdim. A vseeno pozabljate, da tale vaš lihoprsti kopitar ne teče skupaj s čredo, temveč stran od nje. In nas zato tudi, ko se poskušamo poigrati z njegovim repkom, naguzi zadensko, haha. V nosorogovem principu namreč ni napake, ampak čista gotovost, absurdna suverenost neovinkari, temveč z nepredstavljivo hitrostjo zagledališkega kapitalca piči svoje. Tudi, ko se ponavlja. Nosorogom sta poskušala priti za hrbet Gina Kalinoju in Borov.
Jaz gledam, pa se ti iz oči v oči meni nasproti postavi. Sveta mamka božja, 7 križev in težav sem si rekel. He.